Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour for Monday, the 4th of July. It's been announced that Pope Benedict will consecrate youth to the Sacred Heart of Jesus during the prayer vigil at World Youth Day. World Youth Day organisers say the consecration is intended to accomplish the aim of every World Youth Day, that young people be brought closer to Christ. A catechesis to prepare youth for the consecration considers the papal message for World Youth Day in the light of the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as well as presenting the history and meaning of this devotion. It's available on the World Youth Day website. The bill we mentioned last week from Poland to implement a total ban on abortion has had an important victory in the lower house of Polish parliament. Sejm lawmakers voted 254 to 151 against a motion by the pro-abortion communist Democratic Left Alliance to reject the measure. In a second vote, the legislation was sent back to committee for further consideration, forcing a slower legislative path. LifeSiteNews.com learnt earlier last week that the ban was thrust forward by a strong pro-life sentiment in the former communist country, where sponsors, requiring 100,000 signatures within 3 months to bring the bill forward, obtained 600,000 in 2 weeks. Technically, abortions in Poland currently may only be obtained when the child is diagnosed with a serious condition, the mother diagnosed with a health problem, or where the pregnancy resulted from illegal activity. But local leaders say that the exceptions, whereby the procedure is still illegal but not punishable, are routinely abused by abortionists. The current effort would strike down all three exceptions to the legal penalty. It requires two more votes in the lower chamber before it moves to the Senate. A group of North and Central American bishops say their governments must take responsibility for the legal protection of migrants. While acknowledging their government's right to establish laws, the bishop said any law that separates migrant families or threatens life must be abolished for being unjust and inhuman. They placed special emphasis on the protection of migrant families, women, and children. The group of Catholic bishops from the North and Central American regions and the Caribbean released the statement after a June 2011 meeting in San Jose, Costa Rica. They explained that the ultimate solution to the dilemmas surrounding migration is in development and economic opportunities throughout the hemisphere so that families can find work and live in dignity in their countries of origin. Last year, more than 70 South and Central American migrants were kidnapped and killed in northern Mexico. In his Angelus address yesterday, Pope Benedict said, "A rule of life based on love is needed if we are to receive the rest offered by Jesus Christ to all who labour and are overburdened." He said we must abandon the path of arrogance and violence used to obtain positions of greater power to ensure success at any cost. He also said the look of Jesus at the burdened masses, the flock without a shepherd, continues to this day, to those burdened by difficult living conditions and those still searching for meaning and a goal in life. "The true remedy for the wounds of humanity, both material and spiritual," said the Pope, "is a rule of life based on love, brotherly love which has its source in the love of God." Also over the weekend, Pope Benedict XVI has said that millions of people do not have their daily bread because of egotism. H2O News has the full story.
Poverty, underdevelopment, and the resulting hunger are often the outcome of selfish attitudes which, arising from man's heart, find expression in his social activities, in economic relations, and translate them into the denial of the primary right of every person to eat. This was the reflection this morning the Pope gave to those participating in the 37th conference held by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. With regret, Benedict XVI noted that assistance and concrete help is often limited to emergencies, forgetting a consistent conception of development. "The first to pay the price are children," he said, "condemned to an early death or a delay in their physical and psychological development, or restricted by a form of exploitation so they receive the minimum of food." "The object of food security is an authentic human need," the Pope told the members of the FAO. "The international situation, recurring fears of instability and increasing prices," he said, "demand concrete answers. This means making solidarity an essential criterion for all political and strategic action."
The Chinese government-backed church says it will ordain 40 bishops without Vatican approval. Rome Reports has more on the story.
Once again, the Vatican is at odds with China's government-backed church. It's called the Catholic Patriotic Association, which recently ordained a bishop without Vatican approval. Father Paul Lei Shiyin was ordained Bishop of Lechen by the head of the gubernatorial church on June 29th, the feast day of St. Peter and St. Paul. Some say holding the ceremony on that religious date only highlights the disregard Chinese church officials have when it comes to the Vatican. Not only have warnings been ignored, but Chinese officials say they plan to ordain another 40 bishops with or without Vatican approval. According to published reports, the newly ordained bishop personally requested approval from the Vatican, but in an interview with the news agency, he said he couldn't wait any longer for an answer. He also said, quote, "We have to consider the church's survival and must work according to reality." Creating even more controversy, Shiyin is said to have had an affair and fathered a child. About 1,000 people attended the ceremony, but it's still unclear if everyone was there voluntarily. In the past, clerics who are faithful to the Vatican have been threatened if they refuse to attend these type of government-backed ceremonies. Ordaining bishops without Vatican approval could automatically lead to excommunication.
And let's finish today with last week's Vatican report from John Tavis and Carol Glatz at the Catholic News Service.
Pope Benedict this week celebrated a Rome feast day and a very personal anniversary, marking 60 years since his ordination as a priest. It all made for several days of celebration and liturgy here at the Vatican, involving church leaders and pilgrims from around the world. I'm Carol Glatz.
And I'm John Tavis. Pope Benedict has often spoken about his priestly vocation as the guiding light of his spiritual life, the event that gave him a new identity. The Pope entered a minor seminary at the young age of 12, and his formation was interrupted by World War II. When the war was over, he decided to return to his priesthood studies. The Pope said his future vocation came into clearer focus after seeing the evil of the war and the Nazi regime.
He was ordained at the age of 24 in Freising on June 29, 1951. This week, Catholics from many countries came to Rome to join in celebrating the anniversary. It was a concert for the music-loving Pope, and there were lots of gifts from well-wishers. Probably the most unusual came from a group of young Italian people who gave the Pope 60 goldfish, one for each year of his priesthood.
Now, the goldfish will find a home in the Vatican Gardens. In another initiative, 60 international artists, including painters, sculptors, architects, and even filmmakers, were creating special works to mark the anniversary. They will come to the Vatican to exhibit their works in early July, and the Pope is expected to talk with them about their artistic creations.
On a more spiritual level, Catholic communities around the world joined in Eucharistic adoration for 60 hours to pray for the sanctification of priests and for priestly vocations, and of course for the German Pope. This was certainly a gift the Pope appreciated. He spoke about the importance of the Eucharist last weekend, saying that as the sacrament of communion, it was an antidote to the rampant individualism of modern society.
The Pope called the Eucharist the heart of the Church's life, and he said without it, the Church simply would not exist. I think behind the Pope's words were deep concern that Sunday Mass attendance has fallen off in so many Western countries, including his native Germany, where he will visit this fall. He's often said that one important way to draw people back to weekly worship is to provide beautiful liturgies.
This week saw a very special liturgy at the Vatican. The Pope celebrated 60 years as a priest, and it was also the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, the patron saints of Rome. Each year, the Pope celebrates Mass and bestows the pallium to new archbishops. This year, there was one from Canada and four from the United States, including Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles.
The pallium is a simple white stole that means a lot of things. It's made of lamb's wool, which recalls that a bishop is first of all a shepherd. It also symbolizes the archbishop's authority and unity with the Pope. And the rite for bestowing the pallium underlines the universality of the Church, called to spread the gospel to all peoples. I'm John Tavis.
I'm Carol Glatz, Catholic News Service.
And that's it for today's program. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.